Now, you all know, we all know, we should be eating better, and sometimes what you eat's dictated by the sort of food options you might see on a walk or a drive around your local suburb. If all you see are fast food stores, you might find yourself eating that kind of food more than you'd like to. Well, today the Heart Foundation has launched this new online tool to help town planners and authorities prioritise healthy options by giving advice on issues like making those sort of healthier options accessible with transport, building better environments around schools, part of their Healthy Active by Design project. Dr. Nick Rose is Executive Director of Sustain, the Australian Food Network, and was at the launch today. Hello to you, Nick.
Hello, Gillian. Nice to be with you.
How important are tools like this to promote healthy eating?
They're really important because there's so much good practice going on, and that was what a lot of today was about, was really celebrating, acknowledging the great work that so many people in this state and around the country and internationally are doing to create healthier neighbourhoods and provide good eating options for people where they live and work and play. And so the Heart Foundation's research, the Healthy and Active by Design website, is a great way of being a one-stop shop, if you like, of sort of capturing and highlighting those case studies, giving that recognition and celebration, and also, as you were saying, giving advice to planners, the people in local and state government and community health organisations, the templates and the precedents and the resources they need to design and plan healthy neighbourhoods.
Because it does take planning, doesn't it? I mean, we know we've got a lot of healthy options out there. We've got really good food and growers and in the community, but it's just providing, I guess, an organisational hub to make sure that they're all accessible.
That's right. That's right, yeah. Planning is really important, and I guess this is part of what we've been discussing today as well, is the need to really get integration and coherence in thinking and practice and policy across different departments in government, and making that connection between planning and health. And that was identified today as like a critical gap in both in Western Australia and also Victoria, where I live. There's not really a strong healthy food focus integrated into the planning framework. So that's a conversation to be had with the state government.
So tell us what the Australian Food Network is and how this kind of technology fits in with your goals.
So Sustain the Australian Food Network is a health promotion charity. We're a not-for-profit company. It was established in January 2016, and our mission is to support the transition to healthy and flourishing and delicious food systems that are sustainable, resilient and fair for all Australians. So we work particularly with local governments and community health organisations and community organisations to support things like community gardens and urban agriculture, community food hubs. We organise events around those kinds of themes, bring international speakers out to Australia, and really provide that role of thought leadership and giving people ideas about how they can make changes in their own lives and their own neighbourhoods.
How hard can it be to stop the proliferation of fast food chains?
It can be extremely hard, and we had direct experience of that in Victoria a few years ago with a very famous case, the No Maccas in the Hills, in the Dandenong Ranges, where in the town of Tacoma, a small town of about 3,000 people, no fewer than 1,300 written objections were lodged to Yarra Ranges Shire Council when the notification went out that McDonald's were going to open another fast food restaurant. The Yarra Ranges Council agreed with the community sentiment opposing that development. The company then took that decision to appeal to the Victorian Civil and Administrative Tribunal, and the tribunal overturned the council decision, basically saying that you cannot take into account public health and well-being when you're making these kinds of decisions. It's simply a use as of right in a commercial centre under the planning framework, and you must give permission. So for as long as that disconnect is there between health and planning and the mix of the retail environment, there's very little that local government can do to really put a brake on the expansion of this industry across Australia. And the sad thing is, to finish on this point, on this topic is that in places where I'm working in Cardinia and Casey in outer Melbourne, in the outer suburbs of Melbourne, you see, you can look at it on Google Earth. I showed this to the audience this morning in the city of Berwick in Casey, that there's an early learning centre, and within a 700-kilometre radius, there are no fewer than 10 fast food restaurants around that early learning centre and a primary school a few hundred metres away. So they, that directly targets, children and their parents in lower socioeconomic neighbourhoods as well.
It seems to normalises fast food as an eating option.
It does, and particularly when you've got the dynamic of our cities where people have long commutes to work and are spending a couple of hours a day in their cars, coming home tired, it's very understandable that people would go for an option that's convenient and cheap and easy. And I'm not about pointing fingers of blame at anyone. I think it's more about the bigger systems and the structures. But we've got to tackle this issue. It's, just last week, the World Health Organization said if nothing is done by 2025, obesity is going to cost the world over $1 trillion. Australia's got the terrible legacy right now that this epidemic is meaning that children of, my children, the next generation of Australians are going to have a lower life expectancy than I enjoyed, that we enjoyed, because of diets, because of our health.
Dr. Nick Rose, our guest on ABC Radio Perth and WA, the Executive Director of Sustain, the Australian Food Network. So you're hoping that this project will go some way to alleviate that and give us a better balance?
Absolutely. I mean, people are embracing change already. The Australia Institute published some research in the last couple of years showing that half of all Australians are already growing or raising some of their own food at home. We've heard today that in Perth, lots of people are embracing community gardens. They're sort of popping up all over the place. The city of Subiaco has basically given permission to its residents to take over the nature strips and put on fruit trees and veggie gardens in the public domain. So, people are wanting to do this and they are doing it. I guess the message is that we really need state governments, the WA state governments, and also the federal government to take, basically to take children's health seriously and to really, make that a top political priority and put some proper regulations in place. And other countries have done this. It's not like it can't be done. It's a matter of having the political will and the courage to act, for the long-term future of our kids.
Yeah, and we don't think about it too much, but it does take planning, it does take design thought, and it needs a collective to do that.
It does. It does. That's why we're delighted to be here to support the Heart Foundation in what they're doing, and we're very open and keen to have conversations with ministers, with the government, with local governments, and really get a strong coalition around this agenda of health and wellbeing and a flourishing food system for all West Australians. The time is now to act.
Really appreciate your time, Nick. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure, Julia. Nice to talk to you.
Dr. Nick Rose from Sustain, the Australia Food Network, and you can find out more about what Nick was talking about, and perhaps, if you live in particular areas in Perth or around Western Australia, you might see yourself, you walk down to your local shopping centre or through different community hubs, and you'll just see a proliferation of fast food restaurants, which, as Nick says, is not pointing fingers at them, but you think, well, how many do you need, and wouldn't it be good to have a few other options there as well? But it does take planning. Healthy activebydesign.com.au if you're interested in finding out more about that project. Have news headlines.